Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's happening? Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I bit a hole inside of my cheek. Uh-oh. And it will not go away because I keep biting it because...
It's like swollen now, so you're going to keep biting it.
Yeah. And since I'm not used to it being swollen, you know, we were just such a small area in our mouth to, like, for forgiveness. Meaning we bite down in the same way every time that we're used to biting down. And if something is just slightly different, we end up biting it. And I keep biting it all morning long. I keep biting it.
I hate that,
It's so stupid. I must have done it in my sleep. Like, my jaw's hurt. Damn, I got a hole inside of my mouth.
Oh, great.
Oh, so if you hear me do this during the show, that's me biting my cheek while talking. So that'll be the sound you're... That's the secret sound. So that's just so everybody knows, that's where I am. Coming up in a little bit, Parker McCollum. Love that dude. We'll obviously get in some easy trivia. But first, the question I have for you, Eddie, as I come to you, are the Cowboys going to win this week?
Absolutely.
They're playing the Commanders?
We play Washington, and we should win this one.
Is Cooper Kupp the new star? Not Cooper Kupp. Is Connor Rush the new
Cooper
star?
Rush. Cooper Rush.
Oh, we got the hybrid football players here. Is Cooper Rush the new star?
Cooper Rush is our star right now, and we'll take him for as long as we can.
All right, Eddie, what do you got?
All right, so you guys say I'm a road rager. Guys, I must have met my match, because yesterday I had to move over to the next lane to my right, and the cars were just not letting me go through, so I had to force my way through one. I cut off one car, and when we get to the light, the driver of this car pulls up next to me and stares at me. And it's one of those things where you know something, someone's looking at you, and I look over, and it's like, is that lady staring at me? It was the ugliest mean mug, like,
So, she's staring at you. What did you do?
I looked at her for a second to make sure she was staring. She was. And then I looked back, turned my radio back up, and just started, like, ignoring. And I felt like that light was 20 minutes long, dude.
You didn't get rage back?
No. Why would I?
Why would you?
You're Mr. Come Road on. Rage.
I wasn't raged at that point. She was the one that was raged.
But she gave you a reason to rage back.
No, I'm not. I only rage when I see someone doing something wrong on the road.
Oh, so you don't re-rage.
No, I don't re-rage.
And you don't. But if you do something wrong.
Yeah. I'm like, my bad. I'm the first to put up my hands up and be like, my bad, my bad. But when people don't do that, I'm like, oh, that's it. The other day, this guy honked at me while I was at a red light. And I stopped. I said, I'm not going anywhere.
Attaboy.
Yeah, so it was green, and I just stood there, and he's like, "Dang!" I'm like, oh, I put my hands up. How am I? I'm going to sit right here and not
no,
move.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking
why
about.
Why would you do oh, that? You
why need, is he honking at
Eddie.
Me?
Eddie.
You'll get shot.
Yeah.
You need to bring this up at BetterHelp. This it is should, not good.
So yeah. Did you wait till there's yellow and then go so then he's stuck? That's what you should do.
I should have. No, I didn't do
that's
that.
That's funny. That's funny.
No, you oh, should man. Not have.
Well, in my stupid driving story of the week, this car was at a green light, and I understand looking at your phone when it's a red light, and it was up first and turned green, so I gave it a second, and then I hit it with the bop. It didn't go. Bah! And then I realized there was people walking across.
Oh, no.
And he would have run
no.
into them. So they were the idiots. They were walking when they weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
But I was like, let's go, man.
They were like children walking in front of
what
him.
What if he would have gone and then crashed into people?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you would have felt terrible.
I was an idiot there. But, hey, that's what we do. All right, next up, he lost his lotto privileges. Buddy, are you still playing privately, Lunchbox, by yourself?
Yeah.
Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
I'm going to tell you what. I went to the auto parts store the other day because I needed some new windshield wipers. And I'm telling you what, women going in there must get all the attention in the world because I'm in there and I'm trying to check out. And two girls walk in. And the three guys working, all three of them went to help them. And I just sat there for 10 minutes waiting to buy my windshield wipers because all three guys had to help the two chicks, and they weren't even hotties.
Okay.
In your opinion?
I would think if you work in a auto parts store, it's the ratio of men to women is probably 90-10.
Yeah.
And so you're just excited when the women come in, so yeah. All three of you flock. I mean, three of them left their little computer right there at the desk and went, oh, what do you guys need? And they walked them down the, and they were all three talking to them, and I'm like, guys, can someone check me out? I just want to buy these windshield wipers.
When I was doing maintenance on a golf course, there weren't a lot of ladies below 70. And so when there would be, you better believe we were on the radio. We'd be like, check hole 8. What do you think? Yeah, she's on like 52. Her name's Deborah. All right, I'll go. We're begging for anything.
So all of a sudden you're
everybody
checking the sprinklers.
Everybody was hotter. A 5 was a 9.
Yeah, of course.
That. Probably the same situation.
And that may
there.
Have been the situation. Yeah. But yeah, those girls got special attention.
I met her at a Culver's restaurant. She was trying to get me free tickets to ice cream or something. She's all the way here now. Here she is, our co-host, Amy. Yes.
Okay, so let's play a game. Sweet or creepy?
Okay, I am sweet. Lunchbox is creepy. Eddie is...
Very sweet.
It depends what day.
Sweet
is that
squirrel.
How the game works?
No, I have a scenario, and my friend would like help with it. She went on a first date with a guy, and he got up and went to the bathroom.
First date.
First date.
Okay.
Through a dating app. And he texted her while he was gone and said, miss you already.
Creepy. He's going to wear her skin.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
First date. Not even done with the first. Even done with the first date. That's weird.
He was in
like
the
going
bathroom.
To the bathroom.
Okay, she really likes him, though.
I miss you already. That's somebody who clings hard and fast. I would run for the hills. There was not a redder flag.
Is that kind of funny, though?
The only redder flag would be kicking a dog on the way to the restaurant.
Oh, man.
Oh. Yikes. That it's in that category?
Let me go to Morgan here. Morgan, if you just meet a guy, first day he says he misses you already in the bathroom.
Morgan. Could it be sweet?
No, I honestly think it's funny. Like, I think he was trying to be funny.
If he's trying to be funny, that you didn't say funny.
Well, sorry that...
Because I didn't know that was an option.
I didn't know either, but we could change it.
It's creepy.
Oh, man.
Let's say it's not funny, Morgan. Is it sweet or creepy?
If it's not meant to be funny, then yes, definitely creepy.
That's weird.
Okay.
You don't even toy with the possibility of her misinterpreting it.
Well,
you can't
feel,
send that from the bathroom in the middle of first date.
I feel like a second date is okay.
You're like, hey, you go in the bathroom, take a picture. What's this rash? you can't. There's just some things you can't do that early.
Okay.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he likes chicken fried steak, and he refuses to take a break. Bobby
Ooh.
Bones.
Thank you, Raymundo.
That's good,
Ray. Thank you, Raymundo.
Nice.
My goal has been to get Eddie and Mike D verified on Instagram.
Is there an update?
There is.
Woo!
Especially because Lunchbox somehow showed up with a blue check, which I think is pretty cool. I don't know how you got it.
Instagram reached out to me. I told you that.
That's not true.
Not what happened.
Instagram doesn't reach out to folks.
I got it in my DM, said, hey, you want to be verified? And I said, yep, and boom, I was verified.
How did you get verified?
I just told
Tell
you.
Did
the
you
truth.
Literally not know?
No,
you
I
woke
literally
up and there was a blue check mark.
No, literally.
Don't make me pull three letters out. I haven't pulled them out in years.
Oh, wow.
Literally.
NLR, did it show up and you're like, wow, I got a blue check.
No, literally.
No.
I am telling you what happened. Literally, the person from Instagram reached out on Instagram and DM'd me and said, hey, do you want to be verified?
And I said, that story.
NLR.
Wow. Oh,
wow. Okay, it's true.
Do you know who this person is? The one
no.
that works at Instagram?
Does somebody have a connection with them?
I guess. And they were like, hey, you want to be verified? And I was like, okay.
Who do you know?
I don't know them.
But do you know anybody that knows them?
No.
Come on.
Okay, I believe them. I believe them. Well, here's the
That's
process.
What I'm saying. Like, I don't.
I went through some of the people that I work with, like agents and stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, I need to get Eddie and Mike verified on Instagram. Eddie has 239,000 followers.
That's a lot.
Mike D has 63,000 followers.
That's a
lot.
There
are people with far less that are verified. And it went to the process, and Instagram came back and said, they're not in the news enough. Can't verify them.
In the news enough?
They're not prominent enough.
What? I mean,
we have influencers who are never in the news.
What do I need to do? I need to call the news.
You need to kill somebody.
I need to go to Do I need to go to a sub shop and buy everyone sandwiches? What's the deal here?
Hey, do you want me to hit my person?
I said, yeah.
Please.
What if Lunchbox makes it happen for you? What are you guys gonna pay him?
Exactly.
What do you charge?
Hey, he'll do it for $100 each. I get 10% of this negotiating deal. $100 each if he makes it happen.
I like it.
Will you do it?
Sure, $100.
Mike, okay.
You went a little cheap there, sir.
No, they're not going to do it more than that. You don't go too crazy. You'll make $200 by sending a single DM.
I was going to do $250.
That's easy money.
It's easy money.
It's fine. Take it.
Take it.
Bobby gets
a cut. You guys want to do it for $250?
No.
No.
No, they're out. Can you help them?
I'll see what I can do.
You can always hold it over their head.
I can see what I can do.
And always threaten to take it away from them, too.
Oh, my gosh. He can't do that.
Hilarious. Okay, so $100 if he gets you verified.
You got it.
Because I couldn't do it. I tried. They said you guys aren't famous enough.
Well, thanks, dude.
Yeah. But maybe Lunchbox can with a DM to back to Instagram. All right, so there you go. That's what's up today. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a question for you regarding your show. Well, celebrities, they don't freak out when they run into or meet other celebrities, do they? So why does Lunchbox think of himself as a celebrity if he can't keep his cool when he meets other people that are famous? It is really quite embarrassing the way he acts. Celebrities don't have to act a fool to get noticed, yet that is the only way Lunchbox thinks he can get noticed. If he thinks he's a celebrity, he needs to start acting like one. Signed, Crystal.
Wow.
What do you think?
I don't understand what she says. I act a certain way. What way did I act? I don't think I acted in any way or form. I just said, hey, what's up? You know, and that's it.
That's not true. You scream at people.
You don't say, hey, what's up?
You put a phone in their face with your light on, Papaw, right in them.
The light was on.
And you just yell at them. Or even when you met The Miz, it wasn't so much about a phone. You just went berserk until they told you two rooms over to be quiet.
Berserk is a good word.
Yeah.
That describes you.
And I like it. I like the energy and the passion.
Yeah. I think sometimes you lose it a little bit when you see someone you're really excited to meet. And I think other celebrities do this too.
I've never seen it with two celebrities meeting each other.
Well, yeah, but maybe they're not as big of fans. They always just say, oh, man, I'm a fan of yours. I'm a fan of yours. But really, they're not really a fan. They just say that because that's the courteous thing to say.
What'd you do to Emmett Smith?
Oh, Emmett Smith, I tried to get, I yelled at him down a hallway in a hotel. that's true. Bananas, I kind of freaked out at a
Johnny
bar.
Bananas,
Gosh, yeah. I mean, there's.
The Miz you went crazy for.
The Miz I went crazy for. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Diddy. When I did Diddy, that was pretty chill, right? I was like, Diddy!
No, but you had your phone right in his face.
And I said, crush it tonight. And he goes, love, love. And he gave me a fist bump.
You should change that story to him going, lunch.
Well, he did. He threw up the L. He threw up the L, and he said, "Lunch, lunch."
Right.
He changed it right now.
Boom, fist bump. I mean,
I think she has a point. If you think you're a celebrity,
no, I am. I know
then
I'm
you
a celebrity.
You should act like one.
I do. Like, I don't freak out on everybody. I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? Like,
you never are cool.
Oh yeah, like when I saw Eddie, we saw Chase Rice. I was like, what's up, man?
Yeah,
how's it going, man?
He was cool with Chase Rice.
Yeah, he was
chill.
That's Chase Rice, though.
That's what I'm saying.
You see him a lot.
Yeah, it's like Chase is at the gas station.
Right.
You know?
Right. True that.
Yeah.
Why are you talking like that?
Like, I saw Kristen Cavallari. I just filmed her from afar. I was like, oh.
Why would you film her? That's creepy. Why would you film
her? And I said, from Laguna Beach to here.
You yelled that?
Yep.
And she while filming her?
Yeah, she didn't respond.
Why do you think that is?
She probably didn't hear me.
Everybody hears you. Your voice cuts through concrete.
See, you think she was just ignoring me?
Yeah.
She was just playing it cool?
I think she's just ignoring you.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good point, Crystal. We appreciate you sending that email. You know, if you guys want to email us, you can. Morgan, what's that address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday. Let's lead it with a fun fact from Danielle in Kansas.
I have a fun fact. If you search the word askew in Google, the entire page tilts to the right. A-S-K-E-W. Try it.
So askew actually means, you know, shifted. It's askew. Yeah. Lunchbox, you do it?
Yep. Slanted right.
Wow, it did.
All the words are going right.
Fun fact Friday. Let's go.
Fun fact Friday.
Everybody, Eddie, fun fact Friday, go.
Bobby, you've mentioned multiple times that if you were matched up one-on-one, mano-a-mano with a kangaroo, you would
beat
it up.
Whoop its butt.
Right? Here's another reason why you won't. Kangaroos are left-handed, just like you. Great. So they did research on it, and they found out that they use their left hand 95% of the time to eat, to groom, to do whatever they want with it.
But here's why that won't affect me.
What?
It'll actually make me better. Now that I know that, cool. Kangaroo hadn't been watching tape on me. It has no idea what handed I am.
Oh, now you're a switch
with a
fighter.
Rides, boom, okay. To the left.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever watched like MMA boxing? When you do a lefty with a lefty, it's a lot harder.
I'm a lefty. I know what you're thinking already.
No.
Yeah, I whooped that kangaroo's butt. Lunchbox, you're up.
Oh, you know, vultures. They're disgusting. They eat dead animals, right? On the road. Rip them apart. That's not what the most disgusting thing about them is.
What is?
They poop on themselves. When they get really hot to cool their body temperature down, they poop on themselves. Ah! That's hilarious. That is so gross. They poop down their legs and it cools their body temperature.
Like sweat.
They're like,
Yeah.
Morgan, you're up.
Golf was the first sport played on the moon. In 1971, Alan Shepard swung a 6-iron on the moon's surface, and he actually missed it because of the gravity, and he was only able to swing with one hand. But on his second swing, he connected and sent the golf ball a few hundred yards.
Yeah, I don't have that excuse when I miss.
Yeah.
I just miss on Earth.
Yeah, his ball was moving.
Gravity.
Yeah, I always thought that was Neil Armstrong. I've seen the picture of that. And I guess I assumed every single person that's ever been on the moon was Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
So when they were on their way up there and he said, I'm bringing my golf clubs, they didn't think
about
that?
That's a funny question. Yeah. He's sneaking it out. He doesn't tell anybody. He puts them in.
Wow.
Amy, what you got?
Sea otters have a little pouch near their chest where they keep their favorite rocks.
I love this.
It's so cute.
Is it like stabbing rocks?
Oh,
like they pull it out.
Their favorite ones they want to collect.
I know you guys are being cute, but are they collecting it for like... You know, they're what do you call it, a scrapbook?
Yeah, no, what if they just like the rocks?
Yeah,
oh, that's cute.
I think I would keep one just in case I need to do some stabbing. That's what I would do. And finally, mine is school buses are yellow because you pick up that color in your peripheral vision way more than any other color.
Oh, smart.
Very smart.
Yeah, it kind of screams at you from the furthest back and the furthest from the side. The second is red. So yellow school buses are because they stick out the most, which makes
sense. Ooh, fire trucks are red.
And that's second.
Mm-hmm. Why are ambulances should paint? They're white.
Yeah, they're just white. We don't see them at all.
Taxis are yellow.
That's true.
Although taxi's not really as much of a thing anymore because of Uber. But still, that's why they're painting those cars that color.
Wow.
I saw the lead singer of Motley Crue. You know who that
Vince
is?
Vince Neil.
Vince Neil's. He had like a Ferrari. Lamborghini. Yellow.
It's because he wants
to
be
wants
seen.
He wants you to see him. He was playing at the Opry the same night did we play after him?
Yeah, we played.
You couldn't miss that car. It screamed midlife crisis in yellow.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman, Gerald Oldman, was taking a trip to Hawaii with her husband and friends. It was a celebratory vacation to celebrate that she is officially cancer-free. And one of the friends she was traveling with called Southwest and said, hey, this is the trip we're taking. We're going to be on this flight. I want to shout her out. And the pilot made an announcement to the whole plane.
But I would like to add a special welcome to a special guest on today's flight. We have a passenger who's headed to Hawaii with us today to celebrate her victory over late-stage breast cancer.
That's awesome.
So
love
cool.
It so much.
I don't mind that interruption.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Who was it talking about flying? Morgan, was it you? Where the flight person was like, wouldn't shut up, making everybody cheer or something?
Yes. On a 5:55 in the morning flight, she wanted people to holler every time she announced the city that they're going to. And she kept repeating.
5 a.m.
No way.
Kill me.
Yeah. Yes, it was awful. And she wouldn't stop. She just kept saying, are we going to Nashville? And she'd be like, oh, that's not enough. Let's get louder.
Oh, no.
This needs
it's
to
like
end.
A stage announcement. Yeah, it's like this. Nashville. Guys, I need more energy than that. It's 6 a.m., lady. Yeah, that's annoying. That one, though, is not annoying, Amy. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The 82-game preseason. I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia at www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Sleep next level with a Sleep Number smart bed. It's the only bed that lets you adjust each side to your ideal firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Put that tiara on, Lunchbox, because you are the champion of easy trivia. Oh! Let's play again. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Lunchbox is not only a champion, he's winning this season. He's got one win. Nobody else has a win.
That's crazy.
Could be the smartest person on the show.
Yep. No, there's no chance.
That's right. Now, you don't want to miss a question because you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
All right, easy trivia. Question number one. The category is Bobby Bones Show. Amy, where did Lunchbox go to college?
UTSA.
Correct. Lunchbox, what two country artists did I take with us to play Celebrity Family Feud?
John Party and Lauren Elena.
Correct. Ooh. Eddie, what competition show did I win in 2018?
Dancing with the Stars.
Correct. Morgan, I had a role in what movie in 2009 starring Vanessa Hudgens?
Band Slam.
Correct. Ooh. Okay, that's easy.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Except for that last one because Morgan was not with the show.
Yeah.
She was like in the womb then, but still. If you miss another one, you lose. The category is Disney.
Ooh, I love
now,
Disney.
Lunchbox, aren't you the champion? We're starting with you.
Oh.
Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Correct. What's the mermaid's name in The Little Mermaid, Eddie?
Ariel.
Correct. Tinkerbell is the magic fairy that is always helping which Disney character, Morgan?
Peter Pan.
Correct. Timon and Pumbaa are from what Disney movie, Amy?
Lion King.
That's correct. You guys all made it through. We should clap because last week you all didn't make it through the second
no.
round. It was brutal last week. Next category, apps on your phone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Lunchbox.
I don't use a lot of these.
An online photo video sharing application and social network platform that was acquired by Facebook in 2012.
Instagram.
Correct. An app where users broadcast short posts known as tweets, Eddie?
Twitter.
Correct. Morgan, this app is often used as an outlet to express themselves through singing, dancing, comedy, and lip syncing.
TikTok.
Correct. Amy.
What's left?
An app that allows users to send and receive self-destructing photos and videos.
Snapchat.
Correct. Snapchat is correct.
Ooh. Wow.
Good job, guys. We're now at round four. Easy trivia. The category is 90s country. Lunchbox, who sings Meet in the Middle, released in 1991? Meet in the Middle. You ever heard it?
Yeah, you start walking my way, I start walking yours.
That's it.
We'll meet in the middle under that old Georgia pine.
Wow.
It's good.
Who sings it, Lunchbox?
Oh. Dang. First thing that came to my head, I gotta go with it.
Go ahead.
Diamond Rio.
Correct.
Oh!
How did you do that?
I don't know!
Pretty good.
Somebody's on his side.
Eddie, wow. Who sings Heads Carolina, Tails California?
That is Joe D. Messina.
That's correct. Who sings Gone Country from 1994, Morgan?
She's gone country. And the one you... Oh, gosh. I know the song.
What year were you born?
93.
Think about it. You're one. You're listening to the radio.
She's gone country. Dang. Ah! George Strait.
Incorrect.
You've been boned.
She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. It's Alan Jackson.
Oh, I knew the song.
There she comes.
You did know the song, yeah. Amy, who sings She's Got It All from 1997?
What? She's got it all of my soul, my kisses. All of my love, my hugs, my kisses. Every sweet memory. Made it all. I don't. Kenny Chesney?
Correct.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh, both of you guys.
Three remain. The category is Will Smith movies. Lunchbox, what movie does he play the father of Venus and Serena Williams about their rise in the sport of tennis?
That's a good question, Bobby.
Thank you, Lunchbox. What movie does Will Smith play the father of Venus and Serena? About the,
I'm shocked if he doesn't get this.
About their rise in the sport of tennis.
I don't know the exact title is the problem.
Well, yeah, that would be it.
I don't know if it's called Richard or King Richard.
Need an answer?
Oh, my God. King Richard.
Correct.
Oh!
Is he playing possum?
I swear, I had no idea. I was sitting there in my head going, which one is it? I knew it was one of the two.
Eddie, what movie does Will Smith star with Tommy Lee Jones where they work for an agency? And that agency's regulators of all things alien.
That is the Men in Black.
Correct.
Ooh.
Amy, what movie does Will Smith play a detective with his partner, played by Martin Lawrence?
Oh, gosh.
Great movie.
Great movie.
I
great
don't
movie.
Know this.
You don't know it either?
No.
Yeah, because I haven't seen it. But I know what movie you're talking about. Street Slam Street. Boys in the Hood? Boys in the Hood? Boys on the Street. Boys in the Hood. No, that's a band. What is it? Boys in the Hood.
You've been booed.
What is it?
Mike Lowry.
I don't know.
Bad Boys, the soundtrack, part two.
Bad Boys.
That's what it's called.
Bad Boys in the Hood?
No, just Bad Boys. Just Bad Boys.
Gosh.
Yeah, Boys in the Hood's a different movie from even way early.
Yeah, Boys in the Hood is awesome. Great movie.
Amy has been eliminated.
Yes!
We are down to two. Lunchbox and Eddie. Lunchbox, I don't know what you've been drinking.
I don't either.
Or what stretches you're doing before the show.
Man.
But it's an unreal run. Like we've never seen before.
Relax, we need to win this one.
It doesn't matter, even to get to this point.
I mean, Hill Elementary, Summit Elementary, Reed Elementary, Ferguson Middle School, Anderson High School, UTSA.
Yeah. The solar system is your category. Lunchbox, what planet is 70% covered with water?
I have no idea.
What planet is 70% covered with water?
Oh, Earth.
Correct.
Oh, man. Wow, I almost guessed Jupiter at the beginning.
That's three times.
Eddie, what's the largest planet in the solar system?
The largest?
Oh, gosh.
If you miss this, he wins again.
This is crazy.
This is hard. But the largest bones is Jupiter.
Correct.
Wow! I don't know where I learned that from.
I just told you.
Why?
Because I said Jupiter.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me that.
I know. I was just being funny.
Okay.
I didn't even hear you.
I'm just being funny. Lunchbox, what's the sixth planet from the sun?
What? We're still doing solar. We already did
that. No, you got two. You're down to two, so you have multiple questions.
My very energetic mother gave us one, two. Wait, from the sun? Uranus.
He just wanted to say that.
He just wanted to say it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
Wait, your song is My Very Energetic Mother Gave Us.
My song is My Very Energetic Mother Just Served Saturn. My very energetic mother just served us nine pizzas.
Served
Saturn.
Oh, yeah, I guess gay would not work.
So temporary bonum.
You've been booed.
Eddie for the win.
I don't know what G would have been.
Quiet. I got to think.
What planet is the hottest in our solar system?
Well, the hottest would need to be the closest to the sun. So that would be... Is Mercury hot? Check this out. Mercury, that's what we use in thermometers. That is what gauges temperature. So Mercury's got to be the hottest.
So not because it's first in the list and closest to the sun, it's because of what we use in thermometers?
Here's the thing. My very energetic mother, I've always had problems with this. Even though I sing in the song, I don't know if that's Mercury or Mars.
You've been booed.
Actually Venus, because of how it's built and a lot of the greenhouse effect on it. Mercury is closer, but Venus is what it's made of and what surrounds it makes it hotter.
You gave us Venus twice?
No.
No?
Venus
no.
Oh, Jupiter was okay. Oh, my God.
So you're both in.
Wow! Yeah, let's
all right,
get out of that solar system.
Next topic.
Speed round, because you both lost 2 of 3. Buzz in with your name for the championship, okay? The category is animals.
I love animals.
I'm an animal in the bedroom.
What?
Stop. Wait, what
why would you say
this?
That? Okay. What group of birds would you refer to as a murder of birds?
Eddie. Crows.
Correct. That's
yeah!
One.
Oh,
that's
oh,
one.
That's
one. Best of three.
Okay. Never relax, mind. Relax.
The category is science. What is the smallest unit of matter?
Eddie. Adam.
Correct. Winner.
Yeah!
What?
I didn't know it.
Were you even playing?
Hey, you there? Wake up! Are you playing?
Hey, what's he doing? He's putting the crown back on his head.
Oh.
You there? Yeah.
Hey, it's all tied up, though. New season, baby.
I didn't know
but he's
that.
Still the champ.
Well, still.
I should have got Adam, but I didn't know the crow one. That was, I had no idea.
That's a good one. Crow's good.
Wow.
Hey, were you talking Captain Lunchbox and you got kicked out like round?
Yeah, yeah. Like, where have you been?
No, I feel like. Amy,
are you on my team now?
Crows and Adam. No, I'm.
Who knew you?
No, I'm
crow
waking
stop.
Lunchbox up saying, why were you even playing?
I didn't know. Even... if you don't know it, you have no chance to guess. Crow? I would have
I love.
No...
Bones, I love their fighting.
Amy's like, get somebody playing Friday or Sunday, Monday morning quarterback. Like, come
like,
on.
Aren't
man.
You playing?
Yeah. Okay, Eddie, you win. Nice job.
Thank you, Bones.
It's 1-1 this season, but Lunchbox has got the crown on. He's a champion. He does.
Well, you yeah, care about the crown because you want it.
A voicemail from Beth in Wisconsin.
I would like to listen to you guys live once in a while. I always listen to the podcast, but I'm up super early, and I would like to listen to you live on the radio, but I don't know what radio station around me broadcasts your show. Is there a list somewhere? I don't know.
I got two things for you. Number one, on the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to the iHeartCountry channel. We're live on your phone. So we're on that channel, the iHeartCountry channel. It's the biggest station on the iHeartRadio app, which is pretty cool. And then secondly, if you go to bobbybones.com, there is up in like the right-hand corner a Find Your Station. But that thing's kind of crap. There's like random towns on there I never heard of that aren't. It's like a city of license, not even the real city.
Wow.
You can try that. There are little red dots all over the country, but it's not very accurate. But you can look. Or do what I do when I go to a new town. Just try every 0.1, 0.5.
Every single 0.5, one until you hear your voice.
Dial, 0.9,
0.7, 0.9, 0.3. Try that. Here is our good friend, Trucker Joe.
Hey, Bobby. I was just listening to the host show. Please do me a favor. Tell the Lunchbox to quit being a damn crybaby.
Okay. Mm. Lunchbox, you heard him.
What did I cry about?
What haven't you cried about?
That's it.
Trucker Joe, thank you very much for your call. Thanks for the voicemail. You guys can leave us a voicemail too. 877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Right. Tipping is an option. Sometimes even if you're not using a server, like you buy a sandwich and there's an option, you tip. Well, what about shopping online? Have you ever seen a tip option for something you're ordering on the internet?
No, but tipping's a very personal thing. And unless somebody... Because I see them, their face, their eyeballs, or I'm in the same room. Like sometimes during COVID, I would tip the chef. I knew they were in there. Am I going to tip a random computer? Is that what people are asking?
Yeah, the New York Post had a whole article about it because some people on TikTok were posting that they were checking out, like buying an office chair. And all of a sudden at the bottom, it was like, would you like to leave a tip for the staff?
Then I'll say it. I never thought I'd say this. Tipping is out of control. It has finally gotten there where it's out of control. If I can't see the people or know the people who are in the room with me, that's a tough one.
That's a good point.
I've tipped the kitchen staff before when it says tip a dollar to the kitchen staff so you can buy them a beer. And I'm like, well, that's funny. Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to tip somebody working at a warehouse in Ohio who may or may not actually get the money. How do I know who's keeping that money?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's weird.
So Tom Hanks is going to release his first novel next spring. It's called The Making of Another Motion Picture Masterpiece. And it's stories about his life, but it's fiction. It's a fictional book. It's a novel situation.
I'm out.
What?
Why? No. A novel? If a celebrity writes a novel, I don't care. Unless they're a novelist who have written other books before that I'm interested in, I want to hear Tom Hanks write about his real life story of shooting Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Of meeting his wife.
Not a fictional story?
Of, yeah, I don't... You don't care about a fictional story.
Dang, it always starts with just one, though. What if this is really good?
Then I'll go back to it after he has three or four.
Okay.
And people have said, now that's a novelist right there.
He said that every character in the book does something that he's experienced while making a movie, as well as discovered or like an important lesson that he's learned along the way. So it will be intertwined.
Okay, I'm slightly interested.
And it's like a superhero movie.
If he's promising me some of this stuff is real, then I'm into it. Because I'm not a big fiction reader. Occasionally, I will dabble, and I always like it. And I'm all like, why don't I do more of that? But then I don't anymore. But I don't think I'm interested in Tom Hanks writing a novel unless he's like, all these things have happened to me. Then I kind of feel like I'm reading about him, too.
Yeah. A security guard at Blake Shelton's Ole Red in Nashville took the stage to sing Tennessee Whiskey, and he killed it. Like, people are freaking out. It happened last month, but it's just now showing up online everywhere. You suspend my life.
That's everybody in Nashville who works any job whatsoever.
Correct.
He's probably trying to be an artist. I mean, that's what artists do. They come to town, they get other jobs until they can actually break, or they never break and they just have a career doing something else while in Nashville. So yeah, he's good. He's good. I'm not going to take that away from him. But if you go to a random waiter in town and go, hey, can you sing? Yes, I can. Ooh. I mean, that's everybody in Nashville. But he is really good. But there's also, it's so ripe to make viral videos right now. You could, if it were me and I had a restaurant and it was near the end of the night, I would get someone who is like trying to be an artist, and I'd be like, hey, dress up as the janitor, custodian. And like, I'd put big keys on them and I'd have them mopping the floor and I'd set it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow someone would go, oh, our singer's not here. And he's, can anybody fill in? And he's mopping. His keys are jangling. Can anybody sing? And he's like, I mean, I used to sing a little bit back in junior high. What's your name? Clint. All right, Clint, we need someone to fill for that. All right, here we go. And just crush it. Janitor turned star, viral.
Yeah.
But really not a janitor to begin with. Like, that's what you... The world is ripe for fake videos. I've been calling them out on TikTok. I'll get them and put them up and be like, this is fake.
Oh, wow.
Without any proof, you just think they're
fake? No, I can just tell. I can just tell some of them are fake. A lot of them are fake.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this guy legit is a security guard, and his name is Kevin Lesher, so I wanted to make sure to say his name.
I mean, Clint?
Nope.
Janitor?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Ashton Gilbert is a 21-year-old who has autism, and when the pandemic hit, he was trying to think of something to do with his time, and he realized a lot of people were ordering stuff online, so he started going around the neighborhood and collecting all their cardboard and recycling it. And then it just started growing and growing. He's like, man, I think I got a business here. So he started Unboxed, where he takes all the cardboard and recycles it, and so far he's recycled 40 tons of cardboard.
Dang, that's a lot of cardboard.
That's a lot.
Wow.
40 tons.
I thought you said 40 pounds. I'm like, dang, that's a lot. They said 40 tons. When I was a kid, I used to collect cans. Everybody do that at one point?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just collect, and I worked so hard. Days and days and days. It seemed like months and years. And then I had all these bags. We put them back to the truck. We drove them over, and they were like $14. Wait,
and
what?
That's why I quit.
What? $14? I just worked for 5 months. I remember I bought a Connect 4 game for 4 months of work.
That's no good,
man. I was like, the workforce sucks. Bad news. That's awesome, though. So what else has happened? Anything else? He's still doing it?
He's still doing it. His mom is super proud. He's a business owner, and he's moved out on his own, which his mom thought was never possible.
That's really cool. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. A couple questions for you, Amy. This is from the voicemail line last night. This is Latavia in Lubbock, Texas.
I just need to know if Amy is still shaving her face, because I found some razors on sale and thought I really need to shave my face. But if the hair is really coming back like twice as big or something, I don't want to do it. So just need an update on Amy and her shaving of the face.
I think like a lumberjack shaving, big beard, white foam. That's Amy every morning.
Yep. So the hair coming back thicker, that's a myth. That's not going to happen. So don't worry about it. And yes, I've been shaving my face for about 8 years now. And it's amazing.
Yeah, sometimes at the end of the show, you see a shadow.
That 5 o'clock.
No, you don't. And some people might have other things they need to shave. But for me personally, it's the peach fuzz around my cheek and like my lip area. And it's just gone. Like, and then your makeup goes on more smoothly. It's awesome. Don't knock it until you try it.
Is it a different razor than what I'm used to?
I mean, everyone uses a different kind of, I like these Tinkle razors that I get off Amazon, and then also just a plain Bic razor with no moisture strip, because that'll break you out.
A Tinkle razor.
Oh, Tinkle.
Lots of things about this segment make me a little bit uncomfortable. Not a lot uncomfortable, but a little bit. I need to shave my ears, though. Like, that grows back in like a week and a half. Back of my ears.
Ooh, you could carry a little Tinkle in your purse.
I refuse to call it that.
your little backpack thing you carry.
I refuse to call it that. And it's called a fanny pack, okay?
All right. Your purse.
Chase from North Dakota. Here's a voicemail.
Just had a quick question about Amy's kids. I've recently been looking into adopting foreign versus domestic, and I was just curious, when she brought them over, did they become citizens, or is that a process they still have to go through, or was it just included in her adoption process?
So it's a part of the whole process, and it is a lot of paperwork and a lot of patience, but yes, they are American citizens now.
Were they immediately upon signing of the adoption?
No, like, I don't remember exactly how it went over, but like, once they got, they were already here, and then we filed for like a social security number for them, and there was a bunch of paperwork, and then we just recently got them passports, and on their passports, the American one. They also have Haitian ones too, but yeah.
Does everybody know their social security number by heart?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, full for thing? Sure.
All right. Lunchbox, what's yours?
867.
Yeah. But I would say the whole process, whether you're doing domestic or international, just be patient.
All right, thanks. All right, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why did Humpty Dumpty love autumn?
Why did Humpty Dumpty love autumn?
Because Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
That was the morning corny.
I knew it had something to do with fall because she never says autumn. And we talked about that. Who says autumn when talking about fall? That's a pretty good joke.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Parker McCollum, for sure a Texas boy. He's got a couple number ones, including Pretty Heart. What does that say? And this one, To Be Loved By You. So why are you always at? He's nominated for Best New Artist at this year's CMA Awards, but his live shows are massive. I mean, he is crushing it from Conroe, Texas, via Austin, Texas, now living in Nashville. Here is Parker McCollum.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Parker McCollum.
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you as well, my man.
You know, every time I look at you, you're playing a massive show, and they continue to get bigger and bigger. Are you feeling like the wave grow for you?
I don't know, man. It's been crazy, crazy blur all year. Hands down, craziest year of my life. Like, every year before this, that I'm like, yo, I'm barely hanging on to this thing. This year, way more intense. And all good. Blessed. So lucky. Probably a good thing that it's a blur.
I do that thing, and sometimes people take a picture inside their house, and I'll, like, zoom into parts of their house and
you're
go.
Weird like me.
Yeah, so I rarely admit this, but I'm like, okay, let me see. But I do it at your shows too because they're so big, and I like zoom to see if there are people.
If the top row sold out.
If it's sold out and how big the venue is, you're playing some really big spaces right now. Like,
sometimes I do that on stage.
You do what?
I'm looking up there. I'm like, is it sold up there, dude?
Do you watch ticket sales?
No.
Never. Mm-mm. Do you ask before you go on stage?
Sometimes.
Do you ever get news you don't like?
Yes.
And then how do you react to it?
Go out there and swing even harder.
Do you ever go, oh, man, I can't, I guess people don't like me in this part of the country?
No.
Because I do that. Okay, well, good. Because I do that in every part of the country.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, that is a good thing.
No, I really try not to think about it. I've been there, like, big shows or whatever that, or maybe a show you were like, oh, I know we'll sell it out, and you don't. Sometimes I'll, like, you know, I'll be asking around before I'll call Henry, my agent. I'll be like, hey, we sold any tickets tonight? Because it's been most nights you don't have to ask. So.
And that's why I ask you, because you've been killing it so often. If you're neurotic like me, anytime I put any ticket on sale, I'm looking at the little blue dots. But I'm doing theaters, though, and they sell individual seats there, and I'm like, I guess people don't want to sit that close to me. So I really freak out about it. But good for you.
They sit down when they have seats, a lot of times they'll sit down. That's like the thing I worry about. And I'm like, they sit down all night and they'll stand up.
Oh, you worry about them sitting. Mm-hmm. See, I don't want
on their feet.
I don't want anybody standing up. But mm-hmm. I'm also doing jokes. Mm-hmm. So if they're standing up, they're probably leaving.
I don't know, man. I probably worry about it and look at it more than I admit, but really not that much. I don't think.
Do you ever look at anybody in the audience and if they're like looking at their phone or not paying attention to you and go, man, I got to turn this thing up a little bit?
No, but I'll see people yawn.
Oh, no.
And I have a funny story about that. And I think about it every time someone yawns. But I sat front row at a John Mayer concert one time in San Antonio. I mean, like, front row, dead center in front of his microphone. And It was in I yawned during Why Georgia, and after the song, he didn't look at me and say it, but he was like, "Oh, we already got people yawning," and they played something a little more up tempo. But I always see people yawn.
But you have to think about yourself at that point. You probably weren't bored. Maybe you just didn't get enough sleep the night before.
I was just tired.
Yeah. So so now you have to just think that's you watching John Mayer. Yeah. When people go to the bathroom in the middle of a song, does that bother you?
No, but I know which songs they're going to the bathroom on. Like that's Pretty Heart, they're back in their seat by the time we play that, or I Can't Breathe, or Hell of a Year. But there's a couple songs I notice. Like if we do a cover, which is very rare, we rarely do covers, but people go get some popcorn.
What's your go-to cover?
For a little while, it was True by George Strait earlier this year. We were doing Dwight Yoakam's version of Suspicious Minds for a while, but
that's a really cool version.
I was getting messages after the shows from kids that were like, "Hey, your new song is awesome." And I'm just like, and that's like the one part of the show where just none of these kids know that song. And they're just like, we don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Parker McCollum's here with us. And I haven't seen you in person since like the laptop incident happened, because I believe.
Oh, when it got stolen.
Yeah.
That was bad.
And I've saved this the entire time because I wanted to talk to you about it on the air. So your laptop was stolen from where?
It was actually Hallie Ray's computer. She was flying out of somewhere and was taken. It was stolen in the, when you come out the other side of the
bin?
Yes, out of the bin.
Wait, what?
Yes.
When you just put it through for like 6 seconds?
Mm-hmm. And somebody took it and went home somewhere.
Hold on, let me get this straight. So you take your shoes off.
I think that's what happened.
You take your laptop. I don't know, or maybe, that's crazy if someone is that bold to do
it
there.
I was not with Hallie Ray when it happened. I was about to walk on stage somewhere, and I just put on Twitter, I'm like, "Yo, this is where his computer says, if anybody knows anybody here, like,
grab." Because you did the track my computer, which is crazy that it would be on, because that means the computer has to be on. And so it tracked, it showed up at somebody's house.
And I came off stage, and I guess it was some big misunderstanding. They said it was a misunderstanding. I don't know. I was not there. But these people got very upset that, like, hundreds of people started showing up to their house on a Friday night asking for this laptop.
Oh, my God.
So
I really should not have done that.
You posted where it was.
I did. Yeah, I just put it on Twitter real quick. I was like, "Hey, just somebody run grab this." Like,
from their house.
That's amazing.
And then I was on stage for an hour and a half, and I come off. And I think my tour manager at the time had, like, gone on the bus and got my phone and deleted the tweet and all that. They were really coming to the ears like, "What's your phone password? I can remember that." And they deleted it.
He says it over the mic. 3, 2, 6.
It was sorry to those people.
That's crazy.
Well, it was an accident?
Unless they stole it.
Yeah.
I think it was stolen.
I would think so too.
Yeah, so not sorry.
Yeah.
But still, I'm sure they would have probably could have just contacted them. I didn't have to put their address on the internet.
No, it's a great story. I've been saving it.
I bet they'll never do that again.
I saw a picture of, maybe it was in Nashville, somebody threw a bra up on stage, and you know, that was a big thing and the 80s and 90s, people throw their underwear up on stage. But women like you, women love you, dudes love you. But how does your wife react when women are throwing their underwear on stage?
She's pretty good about it, man. She's, I can understand why maybe, I mean, if she was up there and a bunch of men were throwing their boxers at her, I'd probably be like, not 100%, but I think she's 99% okay with it.
Do you have to go? You can't save them, right? I guess it's you can't leave in your house like in a box of all the underwear that's thrown.
We did have a guy that worked at a venue one night ask. He said they're expensive and his daughter wears them.
What?
No.
So if they're the right size.
That's a true story.
His daughter?
Yes, and that is a true story.
Do you think that people that throw, this is just us imagining, people that do that, do you think they bring extra or they take theirs off?
I've wondered that. Because sometimes, like, man, they'll throw them and they're, I mean, it's like a gag gift almost. Like, the bra is so big. I'm like, some guy trying to be funny probably.
Unless it's not a gag gift.
So, I mean, I don't know. That's not, not my field of expertise. I don't have many of them.
What's the first song you play in your set?
Wait Outside.
Why that one?
I don't write a ton of up-tempo stuff. I write a lot of sad, slow country songs and try to come out swinging hard.
Do any of your folks go, "Hey, write some more up-tempo stuff"?
All the time.
They do? Mm-hmm. Is that a constant struggle?
For me, yes.
Do you have to walk in a room and go, "Okay, we're going to, even though this idea is super sad, we got to give it up-tempo feel"?
I try to, I try to. I think probably too much. I put too much emphasis on it lately. I just get bored singing sad, slow songs all the time. And they're my favorite songs in the world. I love sad, slow country love songs about everything going terribly wrong. I've written a ton of them. But I kind of like crave, I'm like, man, I want to do something that's maybe a little more up-tempo, or try to write something that's more up-tempo today. Or, but I don't know, man. It seems like all my best songs are slow.
What's creatively for you right now? Like, what keeps you going? What are you super interested in? Or are you just too tired and you're only focused on the road to sit down and actually be creative?
Throughout the summer, super tired, didn't want to write, was trying really hard to write, was like really carving out time for myself on the road to sit down and play guitar and write songs. I'm just bleh, not good. And then once the seasons change, and like now that like here in Nashville, you know, the trees are all yellow, like they've changed a little bit and the air is a little cooler and crisper, and I'm like, the creative juices, it just, I had a song I wrote when I was a freshman in high school called Permanent Headphones. There's a line and it says, a change of season is a change of my soul. And that's like the truest thing in the world for my songwriting. Like when it's, even from springtime to summer, like just that change kind of gets it going a little bit. But very tired, and yeah, I'm pretty tired of songwriting too.
What do you think is the best song you've ever written?
I don't know. I don't think any of them really deserve too much praise. haven't done anything.
What song are you most proud of?
Come on. Probably Rest of My Life.
Why?
I don't know. I just, you know, you hear about songwriters write, you know, great songs, or you hear these stories about these great songs that were written, and you're like, oh, man, I wrote it. Like David Lee Murphy wrote Dust on the Bottle in like 20 minutes at his kitchen table or something. And I wrote that song in like, 15 minutes at 9 o'clock in the morning, dead sober on like a Tuesday. Just, that was a little, you just wait on those moments as a songwriter. They're hard to come by.
Have you heard a song in the past few years and you go, dang, I wish I would've written that? Not as you were close to actually writing that song, but it was so good, it was written so well, that you go, holy crap, I wish I could have like created that. Like, what do you respect? What song?
Trucker Speed by Fred Eaglesmith. I wish I would have written that song. It'd make a grown man cry. You know, I listened to this song like probably 70, 80 times this weekend and last week. Pretty Little Adriana by Vince Gill. I've probably listened to that song 80 times in the last 5 or 6 days.
What about it makes you respect it so much?
It's extremely simple. The verses are just like, I miss your smile, I miss your touch. It's nothing over the top poetic lyrically, but it's the melody is, the chorus melody is just, and I think you can't sing Vince Gill songs really.
Yeah,
hardly anybody can,
right?
And I don't know, I'm on my bus like before the show just straining my voice trying to hit that chorus, and it's just phenomenal, man.
You ever blown your voice out getting ready before a show?
I think I've overdone it on the warm-up before, probably multiple times this summer. The more tired it gets, the longer I'll warm up and try to, like, really, you know, kind of just think about it like a muscle, you know, like if you're stretching or warming up, kind of the same thing.
You work out on the road? You try to?
I did. I went to a gym every day since I started touring. My merch guy, Lane, and I would wake up, find a gym in town, go pay a day pass, or buy a day pass and work out. And then, oh, I don't know, 12 months ago, I started playing golf every single day.
You do?
We did the rough math, over 1,500 holes in the last 12 months.
Are you better?
It is better.
Yeah? Are you playing in town at all?
You know, I never play when I'm in town. I'm usually only home on Monday and Tuesday, and I play every single day on the road, and Hallie Ray's usually likes to spend time with me, which I understand. I want to spend time with her too.
All I know is that when I've texted you to play golf, you always say no at home. Now I know that that's why. Mm-hmm. Because you...
And I'm always doing, you know, even stuff like this all the time, so...
Are you telling me, and maybe interpreting this wrong,
that you probably are.
You'd rather spend time with her than me?
That's what women do, right there.
Is that what
that's what women do. Right there. You say something, she's like, so you're saying this. I'm like, I'm not saying that.
Let's talk about the new song for a second. So, Handle On You. You and Monty Criswell wrote it. Mm-hmm. Like, talk to me about... I'm always interested in how an idea comes and makes it all the way to radio single even. So you're in a room, and Handle On You comes from what? Was it a lyric and a line somebody had written, or just an idea for a song?
You know, Monty came over. I was living, I had a place downtown, really just a couple blocks from here, for like 2 years, and I was moving out of it. I'd bought this house here, and Monty came over, and all my stuff was in boxes, and Hallie and I was actually, this was a while ago, we had broken up at the time, and he came over and had this title. He said, "Man, I got this song we should write. It's called Finally Got a Handle on You." And I was like, well, I like that a lot, and sat around for about, that one was written actually really quickly too, probably, I don't know, in an hour, hour and a half.
We're going to play it now. This is Handle on You, Parker McCollum. We'll be back in just 1 second. Do you ever write a song, Parker, that sucks?
Oh, yes.
Like you finish? You say every
all
day.
All the time.
But I'm talking like you write the song, you finish it, mm-hmm. you record the demo even, and you feel pretty good, but then you go back and listen maybe. I don't know what your process is. A day, a week later, and you go, oh, what were we thinking?
Man, I was just talking to my dad this morning on the way here about this. But it's like a huge complex with myself. Even the songs that I had that I wrote this weekend, I wrote 4 songs this weekend out on the road. And while we were writing them, I was like, man, I just was so into them, was really, really feeling creative and loved what we were doing. And then listened to them all yesterday evening, and I'm like, those aren't very good.
What makes them not very good?
I think I just get really tired of them. I really, really quickly. Even when we cut, you know, we'll go for this new album I've been cutting. We've been in the studio and, you know, you're listening to these mixes and sending them back and forth over and over and over again, and I just get so burnt out on the songs so quick.
Is that how you know when a song that you've written or recorded is really good, that you don't burn out on it so quick? Mm-hmm. That's not how you know?
No, I get so, it doesn't even, I think the best songs on this record I got so tired of so quick, and I'm like, I just want to do something different already, and the record's not even done. It's like a crazy battle I have with myself daily.
Then who talks you through the battle then?
Me.
So you have to give yourself advice. I like that. I do that too. Mm-hmm. I give myself a lot of advice, and usually it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I give myself advice. I just kind of, I don't know, shut it off and put it away and don't pay attention to it. Instead of like listening to the songs and, you know, like compromising myself and being like, hey, you're thinking wrong about this, I'll just be like, nah, and won't pay attention to it.
Do you then go back to it and check, or it's just like, I know it's good, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know it's good. I'm just like, it's good enough for the record, I think. So, it's a crazy battle I have.
You're walking
myself
me down neurotic highway here.
All the time, man. It's always on my mind 24/7. And it's a weird thing to do for a living. You're betting everything you've worked for, everything you've built, you know, for, I don't know.
Was somebody calling Parker? Somebody famous?
No, it's yes. Probably my dad. I was going to be on.
Was it your dad?
I told him I was going to be on here. He probably thinks I'm on right now.
Put him on speaker. Let's talk to him.
You want to talk to
if
him?
If that's really him, put him on speaker. I got a couple words for him.
No, it's Gus. It's Gus West, good cowboy out of West Texas.
Gus West, the good. Is that his nickname? The good cowboy.
Talk to Gus?
Yeah, put Gus on. He'll have no idea who I am, but put him on.
Let's call him back real quick.
Yeah, let me call him.
You want to call
him? Yeah. Does he have FaceTime?
Yeah, let's
put him on FaceTime.
He's gonna trip. This is a cowboy son of a gun right here, dude.
All right. He's probably working cowboy right now. All right, let's see what Gus is up to.
He sells cow medicine.
Really?
Yes.
Exclusive interview with Gus.
Please answer, Gus.
Here he is. Gus.
What's up, cowboy?
What up? What up, big dog?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm Bobby Bones. How you doing?
Pretty good. What do you know?
You know, I'm over here with Parker, just so you know. Shooting the, you know we're shooting.
Oh.
Hey, so you do animal medicine? Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean? Like, tell me about your day. What's your job?
I don't know. It's pretty much like ranchers just call me, tell me what they need, or ask questions about what they might or what they're seeing or something like that, and then I just kind of fill them in from there.
You ever put your hand all the way up a cow's butt?
Sometimes.
Yeah. What about a horse? What animals, how many animal butts you put your hand in?
Not many butts. Oh.
All right.
No way.
Whenever you called, we asked Parker, because we're in the middle of an interview here, and he goes, it's Gus. Gus is a good cowboy from East Texas or West Texas?
West Texas.
From West Texas. And I was like, well, let's talk to Gus. So you just should know that behind your back, Parker thinks you're a good dude.
I love him. He's the best.
Yeah. You ever go to a Parker show?
Every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good, huh? Pretty good. Pretty good singer.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, buddy. What? We've been on the radio. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're not running for the law or anything, right?
No.
All right, buddy. All right, all right. Gus has got sunglasses on and a cowboy hat, so I didn't know where he's running from right now. All right, Gus, I'll tell Parker to call you back. I'll talk to you soon.
Sweet. Sounds good, y'all. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. See ya. I like old Gus.
He is going to tell every single person.
How'd you meet Gus? Where did that come from?
Gus was booking, it's called the Coleman Rodeo, or the Stanford Rodeo. It's the oldest rodeo in Texas, and he was booking it when I was like the first time I played it, I was in my pickup truck. Next year I was in a van. Next year I was in a bigger van. Then played it the next year, and we were in a tour bus, and known him a long time. And he actually introduced me to my wife, Allie Ray Light.
That should be the lead of that story.
Wow. Yeah.
And then the rest comes out. So when he introduces you to her, how does he introduce you?
I guess he didn't introduce us. He told me I was playing that rodeo one year, and we had stayed up all night drinking beer after, and he had gone to Oklahoma State for like a semester, and he said, "Man, there's this girl, Allie Ray Light, you got to meet." He said, "I think you'd like her a lot." And so I didn't even, think much about that. I just liked the name, Allie Ray Light. Thought that was a good name for a song. So I started trying to write a song about it, and I did, and word got back to her, and, I guess she came out to, we played in Stillwater. Where Oklahoma State is, and she came out and saw us at the Tumbleweed, played a little bar there one night.
Was it instant?
No, that was the first night I was ever on a tour bus permanently was that night. And, she came to the show and came up on the bus, and I think I was a little – probably thought I was, living a little bit larger than I really was. And I don't think she liked me very much that night. She was on a tour bus for about – 3.5 minutes. She said my behavior was not acceptable, and so she left.
She said that with her word, like, out loud?
It was like 9 months. I hollered at her for like 9 months.
Did she keep saying no, or did she just not answer?
She was kind of toying with it, I think she would give me a little bit of attention here and there, but most of the time she'd act like she was not interested.
Mm-hmm. It worked, huh?
It did.
Yeah.
It took me 9 months.
I do want to end with this. Because, when someone has such success, I always like to ask them how they react when adversity hits, which is what you've done. You're very humble and, how you were talking about looking at tickets and stuff. But I do want to know, what's going right for you right now? Give me the four things in your life that's going right for you right now.
Her and I are as good as we've ever been. That helps a lot, as it probably everybody knows. That would be one. Number two, I think the career is going good. It could be going better. I think we have a long, long way to go.
What do you mean, way to go? You're killing it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot of people have had a couple number ones and, sold out some shows to really do it and have a career of, an impressive career in country music is really the ultimate goal, and to do it for a long time. But it's going well. That would be number two. Number three,
Whatever you're about to say, smiling about. What are you about to say?
Well, I was just saying my family's healthy. So
good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
My mom and dad are around that 60 mark, and they're doing really good. I don't know.
You got to find one more. Dig deep.
There's a lot going good, man.
Gus.
Gus is
awesome. Gus is still healthy, driving apparently.
Gus is going to tell that story to every person in West Texas by 5 p.m. today.
Well, the good thing is he'll also have an audio clip of it because he was on the air and he can then play it. He came on and just killed it.
He's going to love that.
Yeah, and Gus, just say you got the highest ratings ever. Say you got higher ratings than Parker did during the interview, although that's not even a thing you can measure.
Gus
that
would West be cool. On the Bobby Bones Show.
Gus, the good cowboy, made his appearance today. Well, Parker, I'm rooting for you, man.
Thank you.
You don't need my rooting because you're killing it. And, you talk about things you want to get it better, but it's like you have the hardest thing to get is a live audience to show up passionately. Because you can put out a couple songs, have a couple number ones. You've done that, but I'm talking about you have built a passionate fan base, and those people don't go away. And I think that's really great. I know you know that. I know you think that's awesome, and you give your fans a lot, and that's super important to you. But man, it's just really cool to see you killing it. And
thank you.
The new song's great, and I guess we'll see you soon whenever you grace us with your presence again.
Well, so you've been as nice to me as anybody has since the first time we ever met, so...
That's true.
I remember that all the time.
That's true. Thank you. Welcome. You should remember that. When I need it, when I text you, I'm like, hey, man, I need a job. Let me come work for you. Me and Gus.
I just want to go play golf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, there he is, Parker McCollum, everybody. Good to see you, Parker.
Thank you.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
The Vetter family of Fenton, Michigan, they love giving back to their community. So they were trying to figure out, how do we do this? They found out that the fire department is short on these CPR devices. And they're
What's
like,
it do? What's a CPR device?
So it's like a device you strap onto the patient and it actually does the compressions for you.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
Never
it's,
heard of such things.
Yeah. So they said, we can raise some money. We can ask our friends in the community. They raised a lot of money. They were able to get 12 of these. And it wasn't a lemonade stand. It doesn't go into the details of how they raised the money. But these things cost $16,000 each. So the fact that they made that much money to get 12 of them, the fire departments were really happy about
it. So you wear it and it breathes for you? Like, if I were to get one of those during the show, I could think about other things.
Yeah.
I could take my time and put it elsewhere. Be more efficient.
I don't think it breathes into the mouth.
It does the compressions.
It does the compressions on the chest.
Hey, whatever works, baby.
Yeah.
You put it on.
Do you want to get one of these?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe they'll raise money for me one of these.
16 grand.
I like it when they raise money for the little animal ones, though. Where they put the little mask on an animal.
Oh, like, those are like so cute. Squirrel.
Those are pretty cool.
I love those.
I wish I had one of those, too. I could just shove it on Stanley's face and be like, here, buddy, have some good oxygen. All right, Eddie, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Right, here's a bizarre story. A woman in Utah has been ordered by a judge to hand over her book of basically nude pictures to her ex-husband. Think about that. A judge said, lady, your book of you naked, you got to give it to your ex-husband. That is crazy.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, male judge.
Lindsay Marsh says the book of boudoir-style nude pictures was commissioned by her early in the marriage to her husband, Chris, and also contained loving and intimate messages inside. Chris said he wanted to hold on to the book, quote, for memories.
What?
After 25 years of marriage, the judge allowed it. Mm-mm. And said Lindsay has to pass it over. I don't know, man. That's a weird situation. I wonder if it was a man or woman. It doesn't say. She's required to keep the original photos till December. Then she's going to throw a burning party, but he has to have a book, the book, the copies.
That's crazy.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The judge ruled that a third party would then get the album and then edit the images.
What?
Which is the copying, which is the, and then he gets them.
Wow, this is bizarre.
That is a bizarre ruling.
He wants the memories, huh?
Yeah. Sure, that's what he wants.
I mean, it is like division of assets and...
Yeah, but that's her.
You ever see that picture of the people fighting over the Beanie Babies? It's from like the 90s.
Yes.
And the judge says, okay, you're going to fight over this, put all the Beanie Babies on the floor, mm-hmm. and one at a time, you'll pick them. You'll draft your own Beanie Babies. Hilarious picture. I just have never heard of that. You would think since...
It's her
she
body.
She was naked. Although if she gave him that book, I mean, right. it is property regardless of...
The content.
Right. This is, there's no way, not, this must
And
not
maybe
be.
She's the one that filed for divorce, so.
It, yeah. It's not amicable, it doesn't seem.
No.
Because.
I mean, what a way to stick her.
Yeah. I have your pictures
like,
forever.
I'm going to go to the judge and get your nudies. And I'm going to pass them out to everybody.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jeez, that is a tough one there. I think this is fair. A lot of times when artists come in, we'll find the questions that people ask the most when they Google that artist. Eddie just said he did that for me.
Yeah, it was good stuff, man.
So you have the five most Googled questions about me.
Correct.
Are they going to hurt my feelings?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd like to... What I like about this is sometimes they're just all made up, like 100%.
Okay.
So we get the real answer here.
Go ahead,
you.
Number one.
Number one, was Bobby Bones really in O-Town?
Yes. No, okay, look, here's the real story on that.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just... Maybe once a year do I let people in on the joke so you can be a part of the joke. But if I let people in all the time, it wouldn't be a joke. I was never in O-Town. But we made that up once and just ran with it. And then our listeners are so funny. They're always acting like I was in O-Town.
Oh, it's great.
And it confuses other listeners. And they're like, Bobby was in the boy band O-Town in the early 2000s? They're like, yeah, before they broke up. And sometimes they have funny stories like, you know, he only was with them during their hit Liquid Dreams. And then he thought, I'm going to leave the band to pursue a radio, on and on. They have some funny... So I've actually... Was I ever in O-Town? The boy band? No. But do I love the song? Yeah, I want it all. Nothing at all.
You sing it pretty well.
There's nowhere left too far when it's not... Oh, that's a song. One of the greatest boy band songs of all time. So no, was I... No. But in like 3 seconds, I'm going to go back to the answer being yes. And we're just all in on the joke. Okay?
Love it.
So yeah, I was in O-Town. It's a great part of my life.
All right.
It was 4 years. You know, we did the clubs. And about the time we started to really pop off, I was like, I just want to go do radio and television. And so I haven't seen those guys in a while, but I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them. All right, question two.
All right, number two, I'm curious about this.
This is Google.
But I'm actually curious about this one. How many people actually listen to The Bobby Bones Show?
It depends who you ask. Honestly, there are different services that say different things. There are some things that say there are about 4 to 5 million people every morning that are listening.
Dang.
Then you look at podcast numbers, and it's like around 14 or 15 million a month streaming. But then it's, do I really know? Nah. I'm just playing for you guys. I don't know. And I don't try to think of it as there are people everywhere listening. I'm trying to just talk like we're a bunch of friends here talking to each other. They say it's in the millions every day. I don't know. So I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I can't really tell how many people are listening. If you're listening right now, text Lunchbox. His number is... Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
What a fun bit that would be to see how many texts he actually got.
No. Let's try it.
No.
Come on.
That would be the greatest bit ever.
No one...
To see what number we could get it to.
No.
What about Abby's phone? Can we do Abby's phone?
Yes. Nah. That'd be a fun bit. That'd be a fun bit.
All right. Eddie, next one.
Number three, Googled questions for Bobby. How did Bobby Bones meet his wife?
We had a mutual... Well, it was her friend, but it was someone that was working with me at American Idol and Dancing with the Stars. It was the PR person that would take me around and, okay, you have to talk to this person. You have to talk to this person. It was one of her best friends. And so when I saw her, Caitlin was with her, and that's how we met, literally. So an oddly organic meeting story. No.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, that'd be great if it was. But no, it was an oddly organic meeting story. That's how we met. One of her best friends was somebody that I worked with at American Idol and at Dancing with the Stars. All right, what else?
This is a good one. How did Bobby Bones get famous? What on earth?
Still trying.
I was wondering what this answer was going to be.
How did I receive some notoriety? Doing a radio show that was in one town, and then I used my own money to syndicate it from Texas and built it to about 20 stations, and then sold that for the most part to this company. Not all of it, but sold most of it to this company, and we came on like 60 stations, then it became the most syndicated show that's music in the history of syndication, and we used that platform to do stuff good, and some people would say not so good, not illegal, but some people, you know, they're like, you're ruining music. So use that and just was able to roll that into other things. But famous is not a word that I would use. Moderately known in rural areas of the country, that's kind of where I roll. Yeah. All right, what else?
All right, number five, what degree did Bobby Bones get in college?
I'm a doctor.
That's the one you go with.
Huh?
That's the one you go with.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I haven't hung that up yet, my diploma, my doctorate.
You have it?
No, because I don't know where to hang it.
Oh.
Where are you hanging that?
Office.
The doctor's office?
Well, that's where they usually do.
Any office that goes up is the doctor's office, isn't it? Welcome to the doctor's office.
Oh, gosh. If you turn this office right here,
the doctor's office?
Oh,
yeah. So my original degree, I have a degree in radio, television, and I have a minor in French. I don't know. Really, I was already doing radio while I was, you know, doing it in college, and then I was given an honorary doctorate by the University of Arkansas, so that's what I did. You don't need a degree to do this, but nobody in my family graduated high school, much less went to college, much less graduated college. So that was very important to me. So I did it, I graduated, and here we are, living it up.
Yeah.
And that's it. Are there any...
Oh, we got a bonus question. You want a bonus question?
Go ahead.
Here we go. How did Bobby Bones make his money? You got a lot of money?
More than I did. I have what they call new money.
All right, how'd you make that money?
Getting ratings so clients will buy our show and sell advertising. I mean, that's really it.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time you negotiate a contract, you go, oh, look at that. They're spending a lot of money on commercials. And then you do TV shows and that's it. Next thing you know, you're buying lots of shoes, you know?
Yeah,
thank you. There it is.
All right, that's it.
All right, those are the top questions, huh?
That's it. Top five and then with a bonus
question.
Know
how tall?
No, they don't care about that.
No.
Nah. Those are the top five, dude.
All right. Now, top five Google Lunchbox questions.
Go for it.
There aren't any. I'm just kidding.
Nobody cares, man.
No, I don't know. I think it's hard to Google Lunchbox because people think it's a literal lunchbox.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's weird to put an object in there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tampa, Florida. A 23-year-old man has been sentenced to 2 months in prison after leading police on a high-speed chase on a first date. He had a girl on the back of the motorcycle, ran a red light. Cops tried to pull him over. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. He started going 100 miles an hour trying to get away.
Oh,
all
wow.
To impress her.
Did it?
They're no longer dating.
Oh, man.
TBD.
Didn't work.
You got to think, though, she kind of knows he's a bad boy, right? First date on a motorcycle?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably know he's made some bad choices prior, not just because of the motorcycle. So 2 months, that's the prison sentence he gets?
Must be
in, like, county.
I don't know. He pled guilty to a bunch of charges, and they sentenced him to 2 months, and he doesn't get a driver's license for 1 year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That
All
hurts.
Right. Well, I hope she gives him a chance when they're done. You know? He's just trying to impress her.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Let's go over to Movie Mike with a movie review. Can I watch this at home, or do I watch it in theater?
This one's in theaters.
I will not be watching it then.
Oh, but it's with somebody you like.
Who?
Harry Styles.
I do like Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's good. What's the movie?
The movie's called Don't Worry, Darling.
Is that the drama one?
Yes. There's a lot of drama surrounding this movie.
Yeah, not even drama in the movie. I'm talking about, like, drama around it because Harry and Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
She's a director. They've been dating, still are. Oh. She's also, like, 12 years older than he is.
Yeah, she's also in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Then what's the drama? Because I saw at one point the Star Trek guy maybe spit on Harry Styles. And
Star Trek guy?
And no, they said that
Chris
wasn't
Pine.
True. Yeah,
Harry Styles spit on him allegedly. Said he didn't, though.
Oh, somebody spit. I figured it was just made up.
Shia LaBeouf.
He got fired from the movie. Uh-huh. He was supposed to be Harry Styles' role. And there was like a lot of yelling matches while filming this movie. Allegedly.
Between who?
Between Olivia Wilde and some of the cast.
What about Harry? She yelled at him. Don't yell at Harry. He's a treasure. And then, right, you watched it, though?
Yeah. It's kind of like a mix of Truman Show and Get Out. So it has that suspense, and it also has that what's actually going on here. The main character is trying to figure out what this strange company is doing.
Ooh, that's also like the show on Apple that I like a whole lot.
Severance.
Yeah.
It's a lot like that.
It sounds like I'll like this movie. It has all my favorite elements. Harry Styles, existential, thinking ideas. Like, I don't even know what that is. Maybe it's real, maybe it's not.
So will you go to the theater now?
No.
No chance.
And I will probably forget about it by the time it comes to streaming. What'd you rate it?
I give it a 3.5 out of 5. Harry Styles is really good in this. This is like his first major role. Has the number one song right now and number one movie. So I think this is a good step for him.
I saw that he's the first guy to do that. Like, number one song, number one movie since. Can you name the other person?
Elvis. Mm-mm. No, he didn't have a number one movie.
I think the charts were different, too.
Justin Timberlake?
Mm-mm. It's back. Go back further. Not than Elvis. Go back further than Timberlake.
Oh, Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Go back farther.
Oh. Dolly.
I'm going to say late 70s, early 80s.
Oh. Okay. So Olivia Newton-John?
Mm-hmm. It's two dudes. And one of the dudes had the number one movie, number one TV show. He was on the number one TV show and had the number one song.
Blues
Smith.
Brothers.
Blues Brothers is right.
Oh.
Wow. Dan Aykroyd.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And John Belushi. Oh.
Yes. Because John Belushi had... Animal House, the song from the Blues Brothers, and then Saturday Night Live.
Wow, man.
Yeah. So, but you liked it, Mike?
I think it's really good.
Would I like it?
I think you would definitely like it.
Will I ever see it?
When it comes to home, yeah.
You think
will.
So?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mike. That's Movie Mike's movie review. And you can also check out Movie Mike's podcast, which is doing really well. Check out Movie Mike. Just search for it wherever you podcast. It's called Movie Mike's movie podcast. Also, today on 25 Whistles, my football podcast, Ricky Williams is on. Amy, do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. He played at UT.
Mm-hmm. It was, I will say.
That's what I know.
Eddie, how would you describe this interview?
It was awesome. I loved it.
It was.
He's a very unique individual.
Very.
And you see that.
We basically were like, hey, what's happening with Texas football? He's like, I have no idea. I don't watch.
He's like, I don't really have ties to Texas. Like,
so what does he do now?
He's like, I may have been in Texas twice in the past year.
I love it.
I thought he was like super involved.
No, he's not at
not
all.
Not that. he once meditated for 4 hours though, straight.
That was awesome.
Oh, wow.
25 Whistles. So we got three podcasts for you. Movie Mike, The Bobby Bones Show, and 25 Whistles. Ricky Williams is on with us.
But he's still in sports?
No.
Wait, what's a sport? Yeah. What are we as humans?
But he just, did your sports podcast?
Yeah, we don't know how.
Well, he's a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, we have no idea. I think he just stumbled upon us on like chat roulette. All right, we got to go. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. the all-new Target Circle. It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.